What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on the Score.
To have him the last three, 4 years here, and what he's been through, to see his growth this season and his resiliency even during this process of coming back, he's so good for this team and for our players. They love him. And I think he's good, he's impacting the team the positive way. So we wanted to keep him.
All right, so this conversation comes from me, Matt Spiegel, and you, Anthony Herron. I like Lonzo Ball. I'm cool with the decision to keep him as part of a rebuild. I thought they were going to trade more than just Zach LaVine. I wish Vooch was gone. I would have been fine with Kobe.
Because you're you don't like Vooch.
Because I wanted them to go further in that direction. But I think Lonzo, for what they're paying him on basically a one-on-one deal at the NBA minimum, is a great guy to teach the kids, the kids that you have, and show them how to play and everything like that. You got that. But then this report comes out from John Hollinger over at The Athletic that the Bulls passed on a first-round draft pick for Lonzo Ball. How did that sit with you?
You like him a little bit less when you know there was a first-rounder available.
How did it sit with you when you saw that?
I mean, the Lonzo Ball storyline and this recovery from, frankly, a knee procedure where I've had portions of that. I've had microfracture surgery. I've had kind of laser on the knees, and one of the next procedures I need is to get cadaver cartilage in my knees. And so I feel heartened by the idea that he is back playing professional basketball at the level he's playing it at. But to miss on a first-round pick when really for a while the conversation turned into, you know what, if they can turn Lonzo Ball into a second-round pick, how amazing would that be? The opportunity to get a first-round pick that was apparently missed. And, you know, what was the other compensation that would have potentially had to be there? I heard Casey Johnson talking about it a bit.
Let's hear that.
Morning.
Let's hear that and let people know that, because you hear and read, oh, it was a first round pick. How could they not trade him away for a first round pick? But that's not the entirety of it. Casey knows stuff and shared what he knew this morning with Mully and Haw about the draft capital and the draft compensation.
Well, so I can just say this. Like, I reported multiple times going up to the trade deadline on our pregame show, on our trade deadline show after the trade deadline, the night we were in Minnesota the day before the trade deadline, that every offer the Bulls got for Lonzo Ball, and here's how I phrase it, it involved draft capital and long-term money. And this is the reason I phrase it that way is I had heard different iterations of it, and I don't even know finally what was true. And it was different teams that were talking to the Bulls, so there were different offers made. So I had heard some first round in there with long-term money. I'd heard a second round with long-term money. And the one thing I would say is, and I don't have any specifics in terms of names or stuff like that, but you know, some teams that I talked about were like Minnesota, Memphis, I think a couple of that teams called. you know, especially in like Memphis's situation, that would be like a late first round pick. And I do believe that there was perhaps an ask for a second round pick in return from the Bulls. So, you know, you're talking late first round and the Bulls are going to be not good. So early second round, I mean, that's a pretty negligible difference to take on long-term money for the services of Lonzo Ball, especially when you resign him, you know, to a team-friendly contract. I know fans got upset at this one. I actually, from what I was told happened, I didn't disagree with the Bulls' decision there.
It's Casey Johnson who did not disagree with the Bulls' decision there. I don't either, because I like Lonzo and I'm cool with keeping him and signing him.
I'm starting to think you don't like Lonzo.
No. But here's the thing. It's an interesting thought that, like, it's not just a one. Like, the context of this matters quite a bit. It's not just a one. It's a one and supposedly some other money coming back in contract. We don't know exactly who it was, but maybe it was Marcus Smart if it was Memphis, because Marcus Smart is who they ended up trading, and he's under contract for, I think, 2 more years. So you would have had him at under his contract for 2 years instead of Lonzo at his contract that you ended up signing him to for 2 more years. And you would have been swapping a one with a two. Now, if it's for this year, we don't know. We don't know exactly what draft year they were talking about, because the Bulls don't have their own pick in 2025. They have the Sacramento second round pick, as Cody Westerlund was telling me, our Cody Westerlund, who you should be reading on All Things Bulls and listening to when he's on the Score. But it's like, so it would have been the Sacramento second round picks. You're talking about a mid second round pick in exchange for a low first round pick. And you're talking about Marcus Smart money instead of Lonzo Ball money. And if that's what we're talking about, it really doesn't seem like that big of a reason to go ahead and trade away Lonzo if you want him to be part of your rebuild, which I'm totally cool with.
On its face, the opportunity to accrue more draft capital is one that it feels like the Bulls should be pursuing that with their veteran players, with their older players. And, you know, Lonzo's been in the league for a long time, still not 30 yet, but, you know, his body, he's certainly got the body of someone much older than him for all these knee issues he's had, even though he's only 27 at this point. But when you think of what the actual difference is, what's that sliding scale of it? It's a $20 million contract. You keep him around at a very manageable contract. You do get some degree of production from him on the court, but then off the court, the influence he can have on whatever youth is here, whether it's you're hoping he's going to influence Giddey, whether it is, you know, Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu, either or, whoever might be here.
I think Giddey will be gone, and I hope he's gone.
I know you don't like Giddey, but yeah, a lot of folks would assume he'll be gone.
Yeah,
but that being said,
how about Lonzo to influence Modest? Like, if Modest is going to learn court sense and basketball theory, basketball vision, and team play for Lonzo Ball, I'm good with that.
Yep. I mean, all the guys who are here right now can be positively influenced by Lonzo Ball on the court, and then whoever does get the opportunity to continue to being here, a part of whatever this Bulls future becomes in the seasons to come, then you benefit from that as well at a really meager contract offer. So, I get that.
The commonality here is like, owners with a plan, right? And GMs, you know, having to be out front and voicing and articulating the plan and making fans feel good. I think Jed did a better job of that than AK did at the deadline. Jed talking about how they didn't get Bregman probably makes fans feel a hell of a lot better than AK talking about how they didn't make moves at the deadline, because AK is not as good at it.
Sure, and also the Cubs are just better than the Bulls right now, too, and the expectations are higher for the Cubs this season. And right now, it's still the off-season excitement, the positivity that's there in the hopefulness of the Cubs. You know, you get into May and the Cubs are floundering, then everybody's going to think Jed sounds like an idiot, too.
Yeah, that could very well be. And Jed's got to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
So. That's for sure. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. Anthony, let's access your football brain. You got to help me with something, all right?
Okay, crack it open.
Can you do that? All right, good. I need to see if Caleb Williams is starting over at something that's very, very important. We'll talk about that next on The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.